and 1 Timothy chapter 1. The first epistle of Paul the Apostle to Timothy. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus according to the commandment of God our Savior, and Christ Jesus our hope, unto Timothy, my true child in faith, grace, mercy, peace, from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. As I exhorted you to tarry at Ephesus when I was going into Macedonia, that you might charge certain men not to teach at different instructions, neither to give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questionings, rather than a dispensation of God which is in faith, so do I now. But the end of the charge is agape love out of a pure heart, and a good conscience and faith unfeigned, from which things some having swerved have turned aside unto vain talking, desiring to be teachers of the law through Moses, though they understand neither what they say, nor where they confidently affirm. But we know that the written law through Moses is good, if a man use it lawfully, as knowing this, that written law through Moses is not made for a righteous working man, but for the lawless and unruly, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for fornicators, for abusers of themselves with men, for menstealers, for liars, for false swearers, and if there be any other thing contrary to the sound instructions, according to the gospel of the glory of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. I thank him that enabled me, even Christ Jesus our Lord, for that he counted me faithful, appointing me to his service, though I was before a Pharisee blasphemer, and a persecutor, and injurious, howbeit I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord abounded exceedingly with faith and agape love which is in Christ Jesus. Faithful is the saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief, howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me as chief sinner might Jesus Christ show forth all his long-suffering, for an ensample of them, that should thereafter believe on him unto eternal life. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I commit unto you, my child Timothy, according to the prophecies which led the way to you, that by them you may war the good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having thrust from them made shipwreck concerning the faith, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I delivered unto Satan, that they might be taught not to blaspheme. And 1 Timothy chapter 2. I exhort therefore, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, thanksgivings, be made for all men, for kings, and all that are in high place, that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life, in all godliness and gravity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who would have all men, to be saved, and come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, one mediator also between God and man, himself man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself ransom for all, the testimony to be borne in its own times, whereunto I was appointed a preacher, and an apostle, I speak the truth, I lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. I desire therefore that the men pray in every place, lifting up holy hands, outside wrath, and vain disputing. In like manner, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefastness and sobriety, not with braided hair, and gold or pearls, or costly raiment, but, which becomes women professing godliness, through good works. Let a woman learn in quietness with all subjection. But I permit not a woman to teach, nor to have dominion over a man, but to be in quietness. For Adam was first formed, then Eve, and Adam was not beguiled, but the woman being beguiled has fallen into transgression of the law, but she shall be saved through her childbearing, if they continue in faith and agape love and sanctification with sobriety. And 1 Timothy chapter 3. Faithful is the saying, if a man seeks the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. The bishop therefore must be outside reproach, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober intent, orderly, given to hospitality, apt to teach, no brawler, no striker, but gentle, not contentious, no lover of money, one that rules well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. But if a man knows not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the ecclesia of God? Not novice, lest being puffed up he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Furthermore he must have good testimony from them that are outside, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Deacons in like manner must be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. And let these also first be proved, then let them serve as deacons, if they be blameless. Women in like manner must be grave, not slanderers, temperate, faithful in all things. Let deacons be husbands of one wife, ruling their children, and their own houses well. For they that have served well as deacons gain to themselves a good standing, and great boldness, in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. These things write I unto you, hoping to come unto you shortly, but if I tarry long, that you may know how men ought to behave themselves in the house of God, which is the ecclesia of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. And outside controversy great is the mystery of godliness, he who was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of messengers, preached among the nations, believed on in the world, received up in glory. And 1 Timothy chapter 4. But the Spirit said expressly, that in later times some shall fall away from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and instructions of demons, through the hypocrisy of men that speak lies, branded in their own conscience, as with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats, which God created to be received with thanksgiving by them that believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be rejected, if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified through the word of God and prayer. If you put the brethren in mind of these things, you shall be a good minister of Christ Jesus, nourished in the words of the faith, and of the good instructions which you have followed until now, but refuse profane and old wives' fables. And exercise yourself unto godliness, for bodily exercise is profitable for a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life which now is, and of that which is to come. Faithful is the saying, and worthy of all acceptation. For to this end we labor, and strive, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all men, specially of them that believe. These things command, and teach. Let no man despise your youth, but be you an example to them that believe, in word, in manner of life, in agape love, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give heed to reading, to exhortation, to teaching. Neglect not the gift that is in you, which was given you by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Be diligent in these things, give yourself wholly to them, that your progress may be manifest unto all. Take heed to yourself, and to the instructions. Continue in these things, for in doing these lawful works you shall save both yourself, and them that hear you. And, 1 Timothy chapter 5. Rebuke not an elder, but exhort him, as a father, the younger men as brethren, the elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters, in all purity. Honor widows that are widows indeed. But if any widow has children or grandchildren, let them learn first to show piety towards their own family, and to requite their parents, for this is acceptable in the sight of God. Now she that is a widow indeed, and desolate, has her hope set on God, and continues in supplication and prayers night and day. But she that gives herself to pleasure is dead while she lives. These things also command, that they may be outside reproach. But if any provides not for his own, and specially his own household, he has denied the faith, and is worse than an unbeliever. Let none be enrolled, as a widow, under 80 years old, having been the wife of one man, well reported of for good works, if she has brought up children, if she has used hospitality to strangers, if she has washed the saints' feet, if she has relieved the afflicted, if she has diligently followed every good work. But younger widows refuse, for when they have waxed wanton against Christ, they desire to marry, having condemnation, because they have rejected their first pledge. And withal they learn also to be idle, going about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers also and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. I desire therefore that the younger widows marry, bear children, rule the household, give no occasion to the adversary for reviling, for already some are turned aside after Satan. If any woman that believes has widows, let her relieve them, and let not the ecclesia be burdened, that it may relieve them that are widows indeed. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word, and in teaching. For the scripture said, you shall not muzzle the ox, when he treads out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his hire. Against an elder receive not an accusation, except at the mouth of two or three witnesses. Them that's in reprove in the sight of all, that the rest also may be in fear. I charge you in the sight of God, and Christ Jesus, and the elect messengers, that you observe these things outside prejudice, doing nothing by partiality. Lay hands hastily on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins, keep yourself pure. Be no longer a drinker of water, but use a little wine for your stomach's sake, and your often infirmities. Some men's sins are evident, going before unto judgment, and some men also they follow after. In like manner also there are good works, that are evident, and such as are otherwise cannot be hid. And 1 Timothy chapter. Let as many, as are servants, under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God, and the instructions be not blasphemed. and they that have believing masters, let them not despise them, because they are brethren, but let them serve them the rather, because they that partake of the benefit are believing and agape beloved. These things teach, and exhort. If any man teaches a different instructions, and consents not to sound words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the instructions which is according to godliness, he is puffed up, knowing nothing, but doting about questionings and disputes of words, where comes envy, strife, railings, evil surmising, wrangling of men corrupted in mind, and bereft of the truth, supposing that godliness is a way of gain. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, for neither can we carry anything out, but having food and covering we shall be with content. But they that are intent to be rich fall into a temptation, and a snare, and many foolish and hurtful lusts, such as drown men in destruction and perdition. For the philo-arguer to covet of money is a root of all kinds of evil, which some reaching after have been led astray from the faith, and have pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But you, O man of God, flee these things, and follow, after legal works of the law, godliness, faith, agape love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of the faith, lay hold on the life eternal, whereunto you was called, and did bear witness the good profession, in the sight of many witnesses. I charge you in the sight of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who, before Pontius Pilate witnessed the good confession, that you keep the commandment, outside spot, outside reproach, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in its own times he shall show, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings, and Lord of lords, who only has immortality, dwelling in light unapproachable, whom no man has seen, nor can see, to whom be honor and power eternal. Amen. Charge them that are rich in this present world, that they be not high-minded, nor have their hope set on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who gives us richly all things, to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, that they be ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on the life which is life indeed. O Timothy, guard that which is committed unto you, turning away from the profane babblings and oppositions of the knowledge which is falsely so called, which some professing have heard concerning the faith. Grace be with you.